Fire Cider, a health tonic based on the traditional New England cure-all of raw apple cider vinegar and honey. For more information, visit firecider.com.
This is Michael Harlan Turkel, host of The Food Scene. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Happy New Year, and welcome to Season 3 of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast, here on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column appears on Esquire.com, and you should send your questions to JolieKerr@gmail.com. I'm thrilled to welcome today's guest to help me kick off a new season, because he is my new editor, Esquire's Jonathan Evans. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, Julie. How's it going?
It's going great. I'm thrilled that you're here. I'm thrilled that we're working together. I'm thrilled about Esquire. I'm thrilled about 2016, you guys.
Me too.
I feel like it's going to be a great year.
I agree.
I'm like psyched.
Yeah. And it's actually cold now.
And it's actually cold
now. So it feels
now.
Like winter again.
Exactly. Exactly. Which is great, because we just published an extremely long form column on sweater care.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for some sweater care tips, go to esquire.com/style.
Yes, exactly.
And you will see it.
And you can actually wash them in the washing machine.
Yeah. Which was actually really what that column was about. Because the person wrote and said, look, I'm not going to hand wash my sweaters. I'm just going to level with you. And that's fine. I'm not going to force anyone to do anything. So the guy wanted sweater washing tips for a washing machine, like how to not mangle your sweaters in the washing machine.
And not turn them into those little tiny baby sweaters.
Yeah, no doll clothes. Ooh, I'm glad you said that, because on next episode, I have a woman joining me in the studio who has developed a product that unshrinks sweaters.
That's incredible, actually.
It's called Unshrink It.
How does it work?
Well, I'm going to find out next week.
I'm looking forward to that.
All right. So anyway, very, very excited about that. Actually, speaking of other upcoming things, before we get into today's topic, which is ring around the collar, because we're ringing in the new year.
Oh,
my God, that was
there.
Terrible. That was terrible and unforgivable of me. But come on, I had to. Before we get into that, I think Jonathan and I should tease some of the other upcoming columns that we have.
Yes, let's do that.
Also, I should introduce you more formally. Jonathan is Esquire's style editor. Previously, he worked for Gilt Group. So he is a man who knows about looking good, which is why we're going to talk about ring around the collar today, because it's an ugly topic.
It is.
But we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it. Okay, so before we get into the ring around the collar, let's talk about some upcoming columns that we have planned. Next week, I think this is the one that we're both most excited about.
We're talking about the suspenders, right?
Yes. We're going to take on suspenders, which sounds like, why would you need to clean suspenders? But according to one guy who wrote with a very good and very amusing question, there is definitely a need to clean suspenders, not only because of regular wear and tear, but because they have a tendency to fall in the toilet. Jonathan and I had a great laugh over that question and swiftly agreed that that had to be one of the columns.
It just sounds like the worst possible situation.
It sounds
to find yourself in a public bathroom with your suspenders in the toilet.
Oh, dear listeners, poor, sweet, innocent Jonathan has no idea how bad things are going to get for him. He thinks suspenders in the toilet are gross. Oh, Jonathan, just you wait for what you're going to have to edit in the future.
You've seen some things. Read some things.
I've seen some things. I have traumatized some editors, let me tell you. I think my poor editor at Deadspin is still not recovered, and it's been over a month now. I think he's still really hurting. We've also planned for a few hair-related topics. We got some good man hair questions. We got beard trimmings.
Yep.
Jonathan came up with the idea to save that one for Valentine's Day.
It's a nice thing to do. For the person in your life. It's a nice thing to stop leaving your, you know, expelled beard trimmings all over the apartment.
Yeah, it is nice. You don't do that.
No,
of course not.
I learned my lesson, you know, at least a few months ago.
Yeah. So the other hair-related topic is men with long hair, right? So historically, my long hair woes have been men writing and saying, my girlfriend's hair is everywhere. I can't stand it. It's beautiful on her head. It's horrible on my floors. But now we actually, the tables have turned a little bit, and the men are growing the long hair for their man buns and it's getting everywhere. So we're going to deal with that. We are also, as Jonathan mentioned, it finally got cold. So we're going to take on a seasonally appropriate column on winter shoe care. My old pal, Dave Lozo, who season two listeners will remember from the hockey equipment washing episode, as well as the smoke smell episode, is going to come back. We're going to do a companion podcast on winter shoe woes, so keep an ear out for that one. Poor Dave Lozo, by the way, speaking of traumatizing editors and pals, I asked when we did that hockey gear, I asked people to tweet photos of their dirty wash water at me, and they did. And I was so excited. I mean, everyone was like, it was a different, they were all a different shade. They were beautiful works of art. And so every time I would like retweet them, of course, because I wanted everyone to see what I was seeing. I can't hoard those beautiful photos just in my, at replies. And so I would CC Dave on everyone. And he finally was like, Jolie, like if I forget what the promise was, he was like, if I promise, like make my bed every day or something. Would you stop tweeting these photos at me because they're really awful? I didn't promise. I don't know that I can make that promise. I feel that he should see them and enjoy them in the way that I do. In any event, that leads us actually nicely back to Ring Around the Collar, because people were doing all this hockey gear washing in the tub and inevitably leaving Ring Around the Tub, which is actually not dissimilar to Ring Around the Collar in some ways. So let's talk about Ring Around the Collar. As we mentioned, this week's Esquire column, which will run on Friday at... Are we 11 a.m. now?
We are now.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Friday, guys, we're back to the days when Ask a Clean Person has an official pub date and time. Guys, I can't tell you I love Esquire so much. And I'm not just saying that because Jonathan's here. I
mean, but you have to.
I'm a little bit saying it because Jonathan's here. I want him to know. I just want him to know that I'm happy. I'm happy.
Well, we're happy too.
Yeah. I'm so happy with it. But it's great to have the dedicated day and time. It's people like that. They like crave the regularity.
Yeah.
So Fridays at 11 a.m. That's going to be my date and time for Ask a Clean Person on Esquire. So on Friday, 11 a.m., look out for a column all about Ring Around the Collar. I actually discovered something interesting when I was writing this. I was doing a little research, and I typed Ring Around the Collar, just that, into Google. And the first thing that came up was a post that I wrote for Deadspin 2 years ago on Ring Around the Collar.
I did the exact same thing, actually.
I was so surprised. And then I actually was so surprised. I was like, well, maybe these are my Google results returning it. So I did the same in Incognito, and there it was.
Yeah.
First result. So
just lording over the search engines.
So now we're going to hope that in like a month's time when we do that same experiment, the Esquire one comes up first.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because see ya, Deadspin. So long, Deadspin. Hello, Esquire. So that column is going to go up on Friday. We are going to talk today all about Ring Around the Collar. We're going to take the first segment, and we're going to talk about what it is, why it happens. We're going to talk about some ways to prevent or reduce the effects of it. In the second segment, we're going to talk about day-to-day treatment of Ring Around the Collar.
A little triage.
Yeah. Have you discovered that I love the word triage?
I have.
Yeah.
I'm learning to love it even more.
It's a good one with cleaning.
It does. It rolls off the tongue. Yeah. I mean, it's fun to say triage.
Yeah. You're going to find all these little tricks of mine that I have. I have like certain words and turns of phrases that I just like love and pepper everything with. And you also will come to like rejoice every time you see the words protein stain. that's a big one. So in the second segment, we're going to talk about the day-to-day, the triage, and then we're going to talk about the bigger triage, what to do when Ring Around the Collar becomes really set in. Your shirts are not a goner. We're going to talk about that. It's just going to take a little bit more time. But first, let's talk about why it happens, what it is. So do you want to take a guess? Well, You've read the column.
Well, yeah, this thing, I cheated a little bit.
Spoiler. Well, go ahead.
I know that it's in some parts sweat.
Yes.
Right.
So most people think it's just sweat.
Right.
Right.
Right. But I know.
But now you
thanks
know.
Thanks to the top Google result currently, and hopefully not in the future.
Yeah. Soon to be displaced.
That it's also a mix of dead skin cells and product buildup.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the sort of the companion to the dead skin cells is body oil.
Yeah.
So here's another truism. If you are a person who falls on either extreme of the oily skin, dry skin scale, you are much more likely to suffer from ring around the collar than someone who falls in the middle. And the reason for that is if you have particularly oily skin, your body is excreting more oil.
Yeah.
And that oil is going to end up on your collar and your cuffs and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Ring around the cuff is the same thing as ring around the collar. Ring around the cuff tends to be a bit more grime just by nature of where your cuffs are.
Old mouse pads and stuff like that.
Yes, exactly. Throw those away. Or at least wash them in the sink with some dish soap. Okay. If you are a person who falls more on the dry skin, obviously there's more skin flaking off, and that's going to deposit itself onto the collar and cuffs of your shirt. In terms of product buildup, some people are probably listening to this and being like, well, I don't use hair product. I don't use gel. So, yes, gel and all that kind of stuff, paste, wax, oils, hair
pomades,
et
cetera.
Those are all going to leave deposits on your collar. But even just residue from shampoo, from conditioner, if you use that in the shower, even from soap that hasn't been washed away, all of those things constitute the broader category of product buildup. So now that we know that, we can talk a little bit about how to prevent or reduce the effects of ring around the collar.
Right.
So listen, sweat is going to happen.
Yeah, right. There's nothing to be done about it.
But there is.
Oh, yeah?
There is. Have you edited the column yet? Have you looked at the column? Or you
I've
only
looked
read
at
the,
it. I haven't edited it yet.
You only read the old Deadspin thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a little thing I tossed in to the Esquire column. There is a way to prevent neck sweat. And here's what it is. You're going to steal the trick that women have been using for years to prevent under boob sweat. And you're going to swipe some deodorant on your neck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So women put deodorant. I mean, I do this in the summer, right? Like, it's thawed out there. So I swipe a deodorant on my boobs. Like, boob sweat. So boob sweat's not attractive.
You don't want those, like, two half moon shapes forming as they come through the shirt. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, deodorant. So put a little deodorant on your neck. It works on your arms. Why not on your neck? Okay, I just blew everyone's mind with that. Go ahead and do that. Okay, but realistically, other than doing that, you're not going to prevent sweat. But what you can help is you can help the oil or dry skin situation, and you can help the product buildup situation.
Mm-hmm.
So after you have washed and conditioned your hair, if you do that in the shower, it is not a bad idea to scrub your neck. Now, people are like, oh, it probably never occurred to most people that you're not actually cleaning your neck in the shower.
I was actually thinking about that. It's like this dead zone.
It's a dead zone. It's like behind you. Like, you know how your mom used to tell you to wash behind your ears because potatoes were going to grow back there? Because it's a dead zone. Your neck is the same thing. So, like, I scrub my neck every day in the shower. But that's because I'm paid to think about these things. So, like, as soon as you think about it, you're like, oh, goodness, yes. You know where else? And it feels really good. Behind your knees.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Try scrubbing behind your knees. It feels great.
I'm going to have to give that a shot.
Yeah. It's so good. You'll never stop. It'll be your favorite part of showering.
Showers are going to be like an hour long.
No, thank God we don't live in California, right? So in the shower, scrub your neck. Well, most people just don't think of doing it. It doesn't mean you're dirty. Pay attention to it. Especially if persistent ring around the collar is something that you're dealing with. So this is going to be actually a pretty easy thing to do. Now, in terms of what to scrub with, using your hands is really not going to be enough because that's not going to help slough off dead skin, which is what you want to do. So I recommend, if I could get everyone into this, I want everyone to start using washcloths. Use a fresh one every day. Buy thin ones that you can wring out really well and that won't stay damp for a long time that you throw in your hamper. You know, if you, I don't, please don't use a dirty washcloth. I mean, think about where it's been.
It's just gross.
Yeah, don't. So use a fresh one every day. I'll tell you, I buy mine at like Marshall's, TJ Maxx. I buy a new set every year. I just pitch the old ones into cleaning rag pile. Mm-hmm. They're very inexpensive. They cost me $4 for a set of 8.
There you go.
It's easy and it's going to make you cleaner and better. And it feels really good. It feels good to scrub yourself with a washcloth. Especially behind the knees. But if you don't like washcloths, whatever, I know a lot of people don't like them. You know, one of those poof scrubby things. At some point, I got to talk to you about how filthy those are, though. Guys, you got to wash those. A shower sponge, loofah, back scrubber, any of those kinds of things. Like, the idea is you just want to use something that's going to give you a little bit of a scrubbing feel to remove oil buildup and especially dead skin.
A little bit of steel wool.
Yeah. Yeah. Just Brillo your neck. So do that in the shower and do it after you've shampooed and conditioned, because the runoff from those products will land on your neck and stay there. So you want to scrub after you've done that. Yeah. Okay. So now your neck is good and clean. Great. You're going to get out of the shower. If you are a person who uses any of those pomades, waxes, pastes, gel, mousse, whatever, hairspray. I don't know what else you people are putting in your hair. I probably don't want to know. After you've done that, but before you put your shirt on, not a bad idea to just give your neck a wiping off. Because those products, as you're doing styling your hair, are going to get onto your neck.
Yeah.
And then they're going to go right onto your shirt. Because yeah. Your collar is rubbing up against them. So,
and especially with guys like you were talking about earlier, with the upcoming one on long hair.
Right.
If you've got longer hair, it's even more prone to wind up on the back of your neck.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you have longish hair. So, yeah. you know of this. You know, yeah. I have longish hair too, but I don't really use a lot of product. Because I'm not that kind of gal. Okay. So that is, I think, actually a good point for us to break.
All right.
So we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we are going to talk about what to do about the sort of day-to-day ring around the collar, the treat it as you see it ring around the collar. And then
the triage.
And then we're going to talk about the big mama, the set-in ring around the collar, and what you can do to save those shirts. So Jonathan and I will be back in just a second with more ring around the collar. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Today's program was brought to you by Fire Cider. Did your grandmother ever tell you to drink raw apple cider vinegar? It's good advice and more common than you may think. For generations of New Englanders, a tot of vinegar was a morning ritual. Taken daily, a tablespoon of unfiltered apple cider vinegar can help support immune function and digestive functions. To the base of certified organic apple cider vinegar, Fire Cider added whole, raw, certified organic oranges, lemons, onions, ginger, horseradish, habanero pepper, garlic, and turmeric. They let this mixture steep for 6 weeks at room temperature to preserve the living vinegar culture and delicate flavors of the ingredients. Lastly, they blend a generous helping of raw wildflower honey into the mix. The result is potent but balanced, offering layers of sweet, tart, and spice. Fire Cider tastes great on its own or as an addition to tea, juice, or salad. Fire Cider ships direct from their online store and is available at over 500 locations nationwide. Use their store locator to find one near you and ask for a free sample. For more information, visit firesider.com.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. My guest today is Esquire's Jonathan Evans. We've been talking about ring around the collar. To ring in the new year. I had to make that joke twice. It was so good. It was so bad. I'm sorry. You're all used to it, though. I know. You know my weird little sense of humor. Okay. So we've gone through why ring around the collar happens. We've gone through ways to cut back, maybe even prevent it. So now we have to talk about what to do about the stains, because they're going to happen, right? Exactly. They're going to happen. And here's the other thing. I am realizing that I'm making this pretty male-centric, which it does tend to be a more male-centric problem, but women have this problem too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, if women are wearing collared shirts and they have oily skin and they use hair products, they're going to get ring around the collar.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they're even going to get a ring around the boob sweat.
Hopefully not. But these are always on the table.
It is always on the table. Okay. So let's talk about the day-to-day stuff. So if you are a person who's prone to ring around the collar, or if you're a person who happens to notice it sort of in a more one-off type way, like, you know, maybe you're not really getting it regularly, but maybe there's a very, very hot day in August where you're stuck on the subway platform for an extra 20 minutes because you take the L train.
Yeah.
I suspect you know something about that.
I know something about that. Or the G train. Or the C.
Yeah.
You know. But
apologies to anyone who doesn't live in New York and doesn't understand the pain that certain subway lines can cause a New Yorker. I fortunately live on a very good subway line. I have subway privilege.
Oh, yeah.
I live on the F.
Oh.
I live on the F in Manhattan.
Oh, see, that's
yeah,
lucky.
I mean, I have total subway privilege. So, you know, you get home and you take your shirt off and you're sort of about to throw it in the hamper or the dry cleaning bag and you look at it and there's just a whole ring around the collar. Those are the times when you want to act immediately. You know, if you see something, spray something. And treat that collar right away. So here's the easiest thing to do. When I said, if you see something, spray something on purpose, because spray, stain, pre-treatments, laundry treatments are really the easiest way to go for ring around the collar.
Mm.
And I'm going to give you another tip. I'll tell you that we live this in our household. I keep the spray treatment, which right now the bottle of spray treatment we have in our house is Shout. And yeah. The reason for that is a couple months ago, the people at it must have been SC Johnson sent me, like, ran out of the blue. I didn't ask for it. I hadn't written anything about it. I don't know where it came from. But they sent me a care package of Shout and Ziploc bags.
All right.
Which was actually like an awesome care package to get.
That'd be so handy.
It's
yeah.
So great. I actually just opened the last package of Ziploc bags. It really lasted. But they sent like a couple bottles of Shout. And Shout, I will tell you, is great. And I'm not just saying that because they sent me freebies, but here's the thing it's particularly great on. It's great on chocolate stains.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which I discovered because every once in a while I like to eat a little chocolate in bed and would get a little bit on my white duvet cover. And it would literally, you can spray the Shout, rub the fabric against itself, and it's gone.
Oh, yeah?
It's amazing.
Nice.
So anyway, this isn't like an advertisement for Shout. I'm just telling you something that I actually lived. But there are other stain treatments. But here's what we do in our house. I leave the bottle of Shout right by the hamper.
Okay.
So that right before something that's stained, whether it's ring around the collar or it's, you know, a little blurp of like tomato sauce that I got on my shirt while I was cooking or whatever, before it goes in the hamper, we can just grab the bottle, hit it with a little stain remover, and throw in. And that means the stain is not going to get... It's going to be treated while it sits in the hamper before I get to the laundry.
Right.
You
don't have to worry about
it also means
searching
that,
over everything when you're unloading into
yeah,
a washing machine.
It also means I don't have to pick through all of the dirty clothes and like hold each one to look for stains.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's a very handy thing to do. That's my own little life hack. I just want to recommend that people do it because it really has been great for us.
I like that.
So some other stain treatments that you could leave by the hamper... In addition to Shout, which is a good one, is Zout, Z-O-U-T is a very good one. That is heavy on the enzymes, which is going to counteract all of those various stains from body oil, skin, sweat, because all of those fall into the protein stain category. And longtime readers and listeners are like going, yep, I knew that was coming because I heard the word enzyme and I knew that was meaning protein stain was on its way. You're also smart and you listen, but that's exactly what ring around the collar is. Essentially, it's a protein stain. So Zout is a very good one. OxyClean, my old beloved, also very good. They make a spray that's handy for that. Resolve Spray and Wash, which used to just be Spray and Wash, but it's now Resolve Spray and Wash is another great one. Loads of them out there, though. I mean, really, if you can find one that's enzymatic, that's going to be your best bet. But really, you know, the idea is just treat the stain.
Yeah.
A little extra treatment advice. If you take the collar, spray it really well, and then rub the fabric against itself. That will help to work the the stain treatment in a bit, and coax the stain out a bit. So go ahead and do that. Then just toss in the hamper.
Agitation.
Yep, the old agitation. Exactly. Toss in the hamper. Launder as usual. If you send your shirts out to the cleaner, by all means, you can still treat them at home with the spray, and then bring them to the dry cleaner, and that's going to help. Here's actually a thing about when you send your shirts out. You're not actually having them dry cleaned. I don't know if people know this. Mm-hmm. What you're having the cleaner do is what's known as wash and press. So what they do is they wash the shirt. Mm-hmm. They do not dry it. They press it while it's damp, and that's wash and press, right. And that's what you're having done. So I mention that because that's one of the reasons that applying the same treatment before you send the shirts out is going to help a great deal, because it's just going into the laundry the way that you would put them into the laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So those are your basics. But we have to talk about what to do when ring around the collar becomes more set in. And that will happen. That will happen even if you're doing the treatment and the regular laundering. You know, if you're prone to ring around the collar, and some people are, and you shouldn't feel bad about it, because some people are prone to smelly testicles. So someone always has it worse, is what I'm trying to say to you.
Yeah, better to have a ring around the collar.
Yeah, exactly. And at some point, I imagine that we'll probably do a column on testicles.
Yeah, see, this is, we're delving into the dark side now.
Listen, it's like, you know, it's like my bread and butter. Well, you know, I don't know if you know the story. I'd written about testicle washing for Deadspin. And then, like, I got another, like, a year later or something. I mean, I get a lot of questions about this.
Yeah.
I got another question that I wasn't sure if it was fake or not. So I dropped into our Slack room and was like, hey, I want to get, like, a temperature check. Do you guys think this is real, or do you think it's fake? And actually, the room was split almost 50-50 between thinking it was real and thinking it was fake. Mm-hmm. And but at some point in the discussion, I was like, yeah, you know, like, of the many testicle washing questions I get, and my editor was like, whoa, back this train up. Many? There's been more than one? I was like, oh yeah, I get these all the time. He was like, my mind is so blown right now. I try not to spend a lot of time thinking too much about what your job really entails. This is too real. It was like too real for him. So we ended up deciding to do another testicle washing column, like, a year after I'd done the first one, mm-hmm. because it was in demand. This really is my bread and butter.
Is that the guy? I think you told me this one about the guy who put a bit of bleach in
the
bathtub.
Yes, the bleach bathtub. Don't do that. Don't do that.
No. Bleach should never go near delicate areas like that, I don't think.
Bad practice. Don't do that. But, I mean, listen, it worked for him, and he was like an old guy. He was like in his, for like 60s, 70s.
He's like, I've done it for 40 years. 60s. How can it be that bad?
He was like, I think he was in his 70s. I think he was like in his mid-70s.
Oh, man.
It was the weirdest thing. Anyway, it got... the comments were incredible.
I would imagine.
Okay, so we just went wildly off topic, but I think it was worth it.
It was a good aside.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so here is the deal when the stains become set in.
Yeah, because I think about, like, you know, you've got that one white shirt that you've been wearing for a while, and I've had this happen to me where I'm not particularly prone to it, but I took it off one day and I was like, what the hell?
Yeah,
they've got. When did that happen? And if you don't know when it's happened, it means it probably happened a long while
ago. Right. And it's probably a cumulative effect also of wearing it, that, like, it just got darker and darker and darker. And the reason you didn't notice it before is because it was mild enough that when you took it off, you just didn't see it. And then one day, all of a sudden, you sort of go, oh, my goodness, this is terrible.
Exactly.
Okay. So here's what this is going to sound painful, and it is not.
It's not a cup of bleach in your bathtub.
No.
No.
But it is something in your bathtub.
Yeah.
It's a cup of something.
All right.
Actually, you know what? I'm glad that you just said that, because I did have a note to mention this at the end of the episode, but I'm going to mention it now. The one thing you actually don't want to use for a ring around the collar is bleach.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is that bleach has an interaction with protein stains. My old friend, the protein stain, that can render the stain more yellow looking.
Right.
Yeah. So you want to stay away from chlorine bleach. But what you do want to use is oxygenated bleach.
Okay.
So oxygenated bleach, there are loads of brands out there. You can stick with the old my old friend OxyClean. You can buy OxoBrite. You can buy Clorox OxyMagic. There are loads of these. Basically, you just want an oxygenated bleach. Mm-hmm. It will generally come in a powdered form. And when you have shirts that are terribly, terribly stained, whether it be ring around the collar, whether it be pit stains, which eventually we're going to get to pit stains too, whether it be my duvet, white duvet cover that gets grubby around the edge from my grubby little paws clutching it in the evening when I sleep, you're going to want to throw that into the bathtub, the kitchen sink, if that's convenient, a bucket. If you have a washing machine that allows for it, I'm going to talk about how you can soak in a washing machine in a second. But basically what you want to do is you want to put the soiled item into a large body of hot, 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 hot water, unless it's like a linen shirt, in which case use cold water. But hot, 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 hot water, and add a scoop of your oxygenated bleach. If you don't prefer oxygenated bleach, or if you just don't have it in the house, but you do have borax, that's another very good one. Borax is another laundry booster. Mm-hmm. It's a category. Another good one is powdered Cascade. Has to be the powdered stuff. So the dishwashing powdered. Has to be the powdered stuff. Don't use it on anything other than whites and very light colors because it can have a bleaching effect. But it is an excellent whitener. And what you're going to do is you're going to take those soiled shirts or duvet covers in my case, and you are just going to soak them. You're just going to soak them for an hour. Overnight is better. The longer, the better. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you this because I just did the duvet cover last weekend. So it was like one of my New Year's things. I soaked it overnight and then, you know, I let it drip dry out a little bit, and then I hauled it, guys, you know, no one is allowed to complain to me about this, because here's why. I hauled it down 6 flights of stairs in a garbage bag so it wouldn't drip, and 3 blocks around the corner to the laundromat.
Yeah, that's
to wash it.
Probably
so, yeah.
tougher than most people have to deal with in terms of transporting wet laundry.
So I unfortunately don't have the luxury of having a machine that I can really control. But if you do have your own machine at home, you can actually do this soaking right in the machine, unless you have an HE machine, in which case you can't do that because HE machines don't fill up with enough water to soak things in.
Right.
But if you have a standard front or top loader that's not HE, what you can do is you can put the item in, you can put it in with a scoop of the booster, OxyClean, Borax, Cascade is fine. Start the cycle, let the drum fill up, and then stop the cycle.
Ah, okay.
Then just let it soak.
Yeah.
So 30 minutes, 60 minutes, a couple hours if you can. Mm-hmm. That's great. Then just hit start and the cycle will start and the item is soaked. And that has been extraordinarily hands-off for you.
It sounds like a good one.
Yeah, that's a really good one. But for people, there's the last big option I have is for people who, like me, don't have their own laundry facilities and who, unlike me, are not willing to haul soggy clothes around the corner to the laundromat. And listen, that's fine. Okay. I don't really think other people should necessarily do this. I just really love laundry. So I'm like happy to do, and I work from home. Like I have a different life also. Like I have a different lifestyle that allows for this kind of insanity. So here's the big one. And I'm actually I'm excited to talk about this because, and I think Jonathan, you're starting to learn this too, is that I tend to like the more stripped down, old fashioned, basic approaches to cleaning. I'm not really into all of these new sort of shortcutty, single purpose, magical cleaning products that are out there. Except for the magic eraser, which truly is magic.
Yeah, that thing's awesome.
That thing is awesome. Yeah.
It's really good for white shoes.
Yes. Yes, which we also just
did. We have covered on Esquire.
Yeah, which we also just did on Esquire right before the Christmas holiday. We did white shoes.
Yep.
The magic eraser. And that, actually, I'll tell you, I didn't include that in the piece. I mentioned that a friend had tried the magic eraser on her sneaker, on her white sneakers, and reported back. That friend is actually also one of my editors at Racked.
Oh, cool.
So it's great when my editors really get in on the game and will do field research for me. It's super exciting. And so that was great. So here's kind of an old fashioned product. Anyone who listened to the episode last season on turmeric stains will remember me talking about laundry bars. And I should say I have a follow-up to that turmeric stain episode. I got a shipment of those laundry bars from India, the Surf Excel bars. They arrived. One of my dad's classmates from boarding school still lives in India, and she said that she would be happy to go look for them, and indeed she found them and she sent them to me. So we're gonna have some turmeric stain experimentation going on. I'm gonna go up to Jaya's house and we're gonna do that together, and then hopefully I'll bring her back into the studio and we can report back on whether or not it worked. Fingers crossed. Because also my aunties all listen to that and they are like doubly hysterical about my no turmeric in the house rule. And I got an email yesterday, like they send me emails like every other day, like, Anjali, have you brought turmeric into the house? Like, no auntie, I haven't, I'm sorry. Anyway, I told them I had cumin seed. They made them happy. Anyway, so there we go. So here's on the laundry bar tips. So there are these things called laundry bars, and they're basically just what they sound like. They're a bar of soap that's meant for scrubbing your laundry rather than scrubbing yourself. Definitely don't use them on yourself because they're too harsh for our delicate skin. Two brands to look out for. One is Fels Naptha, FelsNaptha. Fels Naptha. The other is called Zote, Zote. Those bars are used very much like a bar of soap that you would use on yourself. You're going to wet it and you're going to rub it against the stain. They are heavy duty. They're very, very good stain removers. I think that those are a great option for people who launder outside the home and need something more heavy duty than just a spray. Yeah. So I'm going to encourage you guys, and they're cheap.
Those things, I mean, Fels Naptha,
like a dollar.
That was like the nuclear option in my house when I was growing up.
Yes.
Like,
Oh, yeah.
When something was really bad, like if you heard my mom shout Fels Naptha, you knew that there was some sort of really intense stain happening that needed to be dealt with.
One of the tests that we're going to do for the turmeric is we're going to see if Fels Naptha takes it out.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of feel like it might.
It might. That it stuff's might. Heavy duty.
Yeah.
It's great.
So I think everyone should look into that. One other little tip, and this harkens back actually to that Deadspin post that Jonathan and I were talking about that turns up as the first Google result for ring around the collar.
For now.
Until we knock it off its perch. I was like, queerly touched by that. I have to say, I really, it like made my heart swell.
Yeah.
I felt loved.
And see, you own a little corner of the internet.
Yeah. And what a special corner to own. On that Deadspin post, a commenter left a reply saying that his grandfather, and I love these stories. I love the stories that involve the passing of male wisdom down through the generations.
Yeah.
They're very, very touching for me to hear. That his grandfather had taught him to scrub the cuffs and collars of his shirts using a vegetable brush and like liquid laundry detergent.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was very sweet. I sort of love that. But I think it also goes back to this notion of agitating the stain. And so I wanted to mention that as a last little tip for people to think about doing if you want to sort of take an old-timey approach to keeping your clothes looking nice and clean, which you should do. You should keep your clothes looking nice because that's the stylish thing to do.
It is.
Yes.
It is indeed.
And on that note, we're going to wrap up this episode.
All right.
Yes. And so I would like to say a big thank you to my guest today, Esquire Style Editor, and my new editor, Jonathan Evans.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
This was great. You were wonderful.
Is awesome.
I'm going to make you come back all the time
all
now.
Right.
This is going to be fantastic. I also want to say thank you to my engineer, Liz Smith, and to our sponsor, Firesider. I said to Liz when we were getting ready for this, I was like, I can't believe this is an episode that doesn't even mention vinegar. And we've got the vinegar sponsor. Anyway, I think it sounds delicious. I do drink vinegar because I'm weird. Today's music was provided by Rectech, if you like what you heard today, and we really hope you did, please consider subscribing on Acast or iTunes, leaving a rating, and telling your friends about this weird little cleaning show that you enjoy so very, very much. And of course, thank you to you, my listeners, for joining me for another season and a new year of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.